Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Summertime travel can take a toll on your vehicle, including dents and dings. From door dents to possible dings at the park, from softballs or baseballs or even golf balls. That's why Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive invites you to make an appointment today for a free estimate at 530-226-0992. And they accept most major insurance companies. For summertime dents and dings, contact Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Pella Windows, RoofMax, Wagner Sprayers, and the Angie app. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards and shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hope you guys are enjoying this beautiful summer day. If you've got a project you'd like to take on, maybe a to-do to get done around your house, we would sure like to help. You can get that help by reaching out to us at moneypit.com/ask or calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, now that we've hit the dog days of summer, backyard pools are more popular than ever. But if you've got a pool and you've got kids, there are six things you need to do to make sure they stay safe. We'll share the super important to-do list just ahead.
And it's a common complaint among homeowners out there. For good reason, nobody likes water that is smelly, smells like rotten eggs, just seems yucky. So we are going to share what causes this and really the simple cure to help you return the freshness to your H2O.
And summer can be very rough on roofs. The heat dries out the shingles. That causes them to crack, while the summer storms test the limits of their ability to keep your home free from leaks, right? Well, we're going to share tips on how to inspect your roof and head off these kinds of problems.
And if you've got a big painting project on your to-do list this summer, we've got a powerful paint sprayer to give away to one lucky listener on today's show.
Yep, this is amazing. It's the Wagner Titan Control Max 1700. It's worth $379. It's going out to one listener drawn at random. You know when it's called Titan, it's got to be big, right? So reach out with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading over to Oklahoma right now to talk to Sheila about a kitchen do-over. How can we help you paint those countertops?
My husband and I remodeled our kitchen, and we refinished our cabinets, and we had some recess lighting done, and we didn't have enough money for our counters. So I've been looking at online some stuff about repainting your countertops. And I wanted to know your opinion about it, or if you'd heard anyone doing that, or what your thoughts are on that.
Yeah, the countertop paints have been out for probably 5 or 8 years now, and they seem to do very, very well. I know Rust-Oleum has an extensive line of countertop paints out that are available in many, many colors. So I think it is a good option. I think it'll buy you a little bit of time on those countertops so that you can avoid having to replace them. And you'll have the opportunity to paint either a solid color, or they have countertop paints now that kind of look like stone countertops. They look like granite and other types of natural materials. So I think they're a very good option, and I would encourage you to pursue it.
Yeah, I actually found a company online that sells them their product locally at one of our wallpaper stores, and have actually purchased the items. I just haven't started the project yet.
What you might want to do is try to get your hands on a piece of laminate, and you can go to a home center and buy like a really small piece of laminate, like a scrap, and this way you can practice a little bit before you actually get it on your countertop.
Do you know about the length of time it's and how durable it is as far as lasting?
It's not as durable as the laminate, but it's pretty good.
Yeah, okay. Well, great. Thank you, Tom, for taking my call.
You're welcome, Sheila. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we're heading over to Tennessee, where Steve wants to talk about water heating. How can we help you?
My water heater seems to be going out. It's about 5 or 6 years old, and I've been hearing commercials on your show about tankless water heaters and other forms of, like, water heating solutions, and I was just wondering, is that, you know, costly, or, you know, is that a better way to go than putting another tank in?
Okay, so you say the water heater's going out. Is this a gas water heater?
It's electric.
It's electric, and it's going out. So what's happening to it?
It's leaking.
Oh, it's leaking at 5 or 6 years? Really? That's just plain bad luck, Steve.
Yeah, I know.
So, all right, let me ask this question. How long are you planning on staying in your current house? Is this the house for a while?
Oh, yeah, it's forever house, hopefully.
Generally, I would say I wouldn't hesitate to install a tankless water heater, except, and this is a big except, tankless water heaters that are powered by electricity don't work that well. They don't save you that much money. If you have the ability to power it with propane, for example, then it's more realistic. But if you're planning on powering it with electricity, then it's not. So in that case, your options are to replace it with a standard tanked electric water heater, or you can use a real new type of electric water heater called a heat pump water heater. Heat pump water heaters are more expensive, but they're much, much, much more efficient than a standard electric water heater.
Are those costly?
Yeah, they're more costly than a standard water heater. You know, you're probably looking at maybe around $1,500 for one plus installation. So they're much more expensive, but they're far more efficient.
That's what I'll do then. Thank you for answering my question.
Sorry to hear about that leak, and hope we've helped you get back on track.
Priscilla in Massachusetts is on the line, and while we all love birdhouses, guess who else likes them? Squirrels. Let's help her keep them out. What can we do for you today?
They've chewed away at the holes of it so that they actually have made it, the holes bigger, and because of that, the birds are not going in there because the squirrel can go in there. So I've already tried PVC piping because I figured that's something I can put in there, insert it, and just in the hole, and it's not too big, kind of narrow. But I can't find one that fits.
I mean, most of the solutions for bird feeders or bird houses are really in two categories. One, they make it rather unpleasant for the squirrel to be able to get up that high with things like cones or plastic bottles or slippery pipes or ducks or slinkies or things like that that slide around and make a lot of noise.
Oh, yeah.
Or simply move it completely away from where squirrels can get to it. So, for example, if you were to string a wire between two trees and not have overhanging branches above, the squirrels would never be able to get to that birdhouse.
Could I have, do you know of something I can insert in the hole, though?
Right, but if you insert it in the hole, the squirrels are still going to hang out in that birdhouse, and they might try to chew their way in via another area.
Right.
So that's why I'm saying that I would not focus on reinforcing the birdhouse as much as I would focus on moving it to an area that's less likely to be attacked by squirrels. Priscilla, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit, and we are coming to you from the Angie Studios. With Angie, it's never been easier to connect with skilled local professionals to get all your home projects done well. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, if you've got a pool and you've got kids, well, there are 6 things you need to do to make sure they are super safe. We'll review this very important to-do list when the Money Pit returns. Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Just share your project online or with the Angie app. With Angie, you can book an upfront price instantly or request and compare quotes from multiple pros to find the best price for your project. So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
If you're tackling a window, door, or siding project, caulking is one of the final but all-important steps that you need to take to seal up any gaps so your home remains watertight and protected.
That's right. The caulk has to stop drafts from getting past the siding and driving up your utility bills. Now, if the caulk doesn't stick or it dries out, it can let rain into the exterior wall, causing leaks and even mold.
And that's why it's really important to use a caulk that can stand up to fierce weather like wind-driven rain, scalding hot summer temperatures, and below-zero winters. The new AMP Window, Door, and Siding Hybrid Sealant by DAP is designed to do just that.
It's ideal around door frames, siding, and windows, and AMP sealants can also be applied on wet or damp surfaces, as well as in extreme temperatures. Plus, AMP sealants offer excellent UV resistance and are backed by a lifetime guarantee.
AMP hybrid sealants retail for $9.98 and are available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide. Or learn more at DAP.com. Real stone coatings never looked this good. Terrazzo products from Deiss Coatings can change the look of your tile, vinyl, linoleum, masonry, and concrete surfaces. The 7 pre-mixed colors sparkle with fine grades of decorative granite. The all-weather stone coatings shine indoors and outside. Terrazzo resists freeze-thaw conditions, mold, mildew, and even hot tire pickup, so add it to your patio, in the bathroom, or even the garage. Just roll on your colorful new Terrazzo finish. Order at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. Presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects. The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with a rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, what are you working on this summer weekend? You know, maybe need some help with a renovation, a repair, or you're working on a decorating project? Well, on the Money Pit podcast, we share tips, ideas, and inspiration to help you avoid that perspiration when it comes to improving your space. So subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Well, if you've got big painting plans this summer, we have got a serious paint sprayer to give away that will help you get those projects done. It's the Titan Control Max 1700 Paint Sprayer by Wagner. It's great for handymen and general contractors and experienced homeowners. It's going to help you tackle those large projects. It produces 55% less overspray and gets that paint on 3 times faster than a roller plus. It pulls paint directly from either a 1 or 5 gallon paint container, and it's got a 30-foot hose. It's worth $379. Now, if you'd like to win it, here's what you got to do. You got to pick up the phone and call us at 888 Money Pit with your home improvement question, or you can go to moneypit.com/ask and post your question by clicking the blue microphone button. And we're going to choose one listener from today's show and send out that paint sprayer to them. It could be you if you make that call or you go to our site at moneypit.com/ask.
Now I've got Cody in Texas who's got a safety question. The dryer vent has become disconnected. Yes, Cody, this is dangerous.
Hey, so I was up in the attic the other day, and I saw some of the insulation blowing. The dryer was running at the time. And I walked over there, and I could feel the air from the dryer blowing in from between the walls, you know. And that kind of concerned me. It seems to me like it's not connected within the wall, and it's blowing out. I'm wondering, is that a big deal? Do I need to go in the wall and replace that, or is it going to be fine the way it is?
No, it's not fine at all the way it is for two reasons. Number one, it's a fire hazard because all that dust is being trapped inside that wall cavity. That's a major fire hazard. And secondly, all of that moisture from your wet clothes is being blown up in the attic and then insulation. And once it makes the insulation damp, the insulation does not work. If you even
add a minor amount of moisture to insulation, it loses about a third of its R value. So you want to figure out what went wrong and get it fixed. It can vent up into the attic, but it has to continue through the attic and out to an exterior wall or out to the roof or out to a soffit. So you need to figure out why it disconnected, what happened, and get it fixed in the easiest way possible. But get that dryer vent pointed outside as quickly as you can.
Okay, I'll do that. There's some cabinets hanging above the dryer, so I guess I need to pull those off and cut into the sheetrock to try to see where the disconnect is.
Well, maybe. Why don't you just pull the dryer out to begin with, stick a light in that duct, and see if it tells you anything, and then go from there. Try to minimize the exploratory surgery, Cody.
Yeah, okay, I'll do that. I appreciate it.
The more you cut open, the more you got to fix, man.
We've got June on the line who's dealing with some concrete stains. Why don't you tell us about it?
How do you get stains off of concrete, like from my metal bench on the porch and also on the garage floor from what the car has deposited?
So, June, the fact that concrete is a porous product, it's a masonry product, makes it very difficult to lift stains, especially stains that have taken years to develop. What you could do to see if you could lighten up some of these areas you're concerned about is you could create a paste of trisodium phosphate, which is a cleaning product you'll find in most paint stores or home centers or hardware stores. Mix it up into a paste and put it over the stain. Let it sit there for an hour or two and then rinse it off and see what happens. It may brighten up that area and you can sort of work it from there to see how clean you can get it. A much better idea, though, would be to consider one of the many good quality epoxy-based concrete paint products that are out there. So, for example, I used a product that's made by Deich Coatings, which is a longtime sponsor of the show, to do my basement, and it really came out nicely because with this particular product, you mix two parts, like a part A and a part B, and you wait a lot of time, and then you apply the paint, and then within a couple of hours, it is really solid, and no more stains, no more ugly floors. So I was able to cover a really old floor by doing that. And these products can work inside, they can work outside, so they can work in your garage, they can work on your walks. To try to get it clean without painting it, I think you're going to find it's definitely going to be a challenge.
Well, if you've got a pool and you've got kids, there are six things that you need to be doing to make sure that they're safe. You know, tragically, there are about 300 drowning deaths of children younger than 5 each year in swimming pools, and a lapse in parental supervision is responsible for those accidents almost 70% of the time.
Well, guys, while there's no substitute for watching the kids yourselves, the best backup is a pool safety approach called Layers of Protection, in which you provide several layers of backup as a supplement to parental supervision. So here's where to start, and that is with pool fences. Now, when properly designed and installed, pool fences are by far the most effective deterrent against drowning. Now, they're not like usual fences. First of all, they have to be four-sided, completely surrounding the pool. They have to have a height of at least 4 feet. You want to avoid chain link fences, which can be easy for kids to climb, and you need to make sure the fence posts are spaced not more than 4 inches apart, so it's hard for them to get a toehold. And about that chain link, I would point out that there is also a type of chain link called non-climbable where the squares are much smaller. Those are okay, but the regular ones where the squares are about 2 inches wide, not so much. Now, the weakest link in all pool fencing is the gate, and there are some special requirements for that. The gates have to be self-closing. They have to be self-latching, so they'll automatically slam shut and lock if they're left open. And the gate latches need to be mounted at least 54 inches off the ground and have childproof release mechanisms.
I mean, some of those pool gates are adult-proof as well. I find that I have a hard time opening many of them. So it's definitely important, especially with kids around. Now, next we're going to talk about pool covers. And I mean, next to the pool fence, pool covers provide the maximum amount of protection. Now, your best option is an automatic pool cover, which can be used between swims rather than only at the end of the season. And these covers are going to be motor-driven, and then with the flick of a switch, it automatically creeps across the pool to seal out access to the water. Now, pool, door, fence alarms, these are things that you should have. There are high-tech advances in pool alarms that are a must for every home with a pool. It's best if you're using a combination of the alarms, so a door alarm. This way, if somebody opens the door to the pool area, you get a ding in the house. A fence alarm, same thing, and the pool alarm. And the pool alarms are generally if there's a break in the water. So if somebody jumps in, you're going to get notified.
Absolutely. So I think if you think of all of these as layers, you're going to start to understand how they all protect the kids. You know, if they happen to get through a fence gate that was open, but now we have pool alarms that may prevent a tragedy. So you want to have all of these layers in place in addition to your own supervision to keep kids safe this summer.
Rob in Iowa, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Calling to get your guys' opinions on the I'm having my deck partially repaired, and it's got some cedar trim and cedar boards that have gone bad. So they're going to be replaced. So they're going to look newer compared to the rest of the deck. I was looking into getting one of the epoxy composite type deck coating systems. Rust-Oleum Restore is one brand. Behr makes one too. I'm just curious what you guys think about these products, and are they worth it?
How many decking boards are deteriorated, Rob?
Well, it's a majority of the steps. It's a cedar deck with a green treated wood, underneath baseboard support. The cedar is just dying out. I mean, it's about 7 years old. The railings are going bad, too, so they're looking at replacing a lot of the boards on the steps of the railing, but the up to the main platform and the main boards are doing fine. So it's mainly the steps up.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily consider, completely sealing in all of that cedar with a product like that. Here's what I would do. First of all, the deck boards that are cracked or checked or deteriorated, one thing to try is to flip them over, because the underside of those deck boards is usually as good as the day it went down, even though that's cracked on top. The side that was not exposed to the sun is usually in pretty good condition. So you try to do that as much as you can. For ones that are really bad, just have to be replaced. Just replace those with new cedar decking boards. And yes, it's not going to match. And then once all the repair has been done, then you want to use a deck washing product like the one that Flood Wood Care makes. You run a deck wash across everything. And then you want to hit it with at least two coats of solid stain. So not paint, but solid stain. Not semi-transparent, not transparent, but solid color stain. And a good quality solid color stain, that's going to look all the same. It's going to maintain its wood quality. You'll see the grain through the stain. And it'll look perfect. So I don't think you need to go with some sort of really thick, super thick coating right now. I think you just need to do some basic repairs.
Okay. What stains would you recommend then?
Good quality stain. So, yeah, Benjamin Moore, Sherwin-Williams, a good quality stain like that.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Rob. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Jan's going to need some help fixing up a bathtub. There's some chips happening. Tell us what's going on at your Money Pit.
What is the best remedy with chipping in my fiberglass bathtub shower unit as opposed to replacing the whole thing?
You know, Jan, if you head online, there's actually some tub and tile repair kits that you can get that are specifically made for fiberglass usage. And it's two parts. You mix it together. It comes in a variety of colors, so you'll be able to find something that works with what you have at home. And then I think the way that you would best achieve this sort of filling in of your chips is to do small layers, let it dry, add another. Definitely follow the manufacturer's instructions for best application. But I think that's probably the best, most cost-effective way that you can extend the life of this fiberglass tub and totally do it yourself. You can find some kits on Amazon, at the home centers, but make sure it's for fiberglass. This is the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get all your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, it's a common complaint among homeowners for good reason. Nobody wants to drink or cook or clean off with smelly rotten egg tap water. We're going to share the cause and a simple cure to return the freshness to your H2O next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfect grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, you know, since last weekend was really sort of Independence Day, we gave people the weekend off to actually take a break from home improvement, take some independence. But now you got to get back to work. So if you've got questions about projects you want to do, reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Barbara in South Dakota is on the line and having a problem with a renovated bathroom at her money pit. What's going on?
We had our bathroom remodeled about 3 years ago, and maybe 6 months after, we noticed that the tiles were kind of shifting a little bit when we'd walk in the most prominent places, and then pretty soon the grout started coming out, and I was wondering, do we have to replace all of our tiles, or is there something we can put in there that would move with the grout, or with the tiles? It's a heated floor.
How is it heated, Barbara? Hydronic heat? Is it hot water heat under the floor, or is it electric heat? What kind of heat is it?
It's electric heat.
No, I'm really sorry to hear that. You know, I mean, this was a mistake that was made in the installation. Where that mistake was made, it's hard for us to tell. But there's no way that those tiles should be loosening up. And unfortunately, there's no really easy fix for this. The reason the grout is breaking up is because the tiles are loose. And as the tile loosens, the grout doesn't really have any structural integrity.
Right, but isn't that the result of an uneven subfloor?
Not always. And even if it was an uneven subfloor, Leslie, if these were installed right, there would be enough adhesive or base under them to stop them from wiggling.
I think it's the base underneath. It's not right.
Yeah, so I guess you have two options, Barbara, one of which is for you to go ahead and do what you may already be doing, which is repairing them as you go. If you find that you have a loose tile, if it's loose enough to come up, you're just simply going to add some additional floor adhesive and press it back down again. Or you have to remove them, the whole floor, and replace them. But, of course, that's a big job because you'd have to also – you can't really save the heating coils that are underneath. You'll probably end up having to replace those as well. It's really hard when you have a bad tile job, especially one that's over heating coils like that, to do anything short of replace it. It does not lend itself well to repair.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Sorry. I wish we had better news, Barbara, but thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. And that's why we call the show The Money Pit.
Well, nobody wants to drink or cook or bathe with smelly, rotten egg water, and this tends to be a pretty common complaint among homeowners. So, Tom, what's going on here?
Well, let's talk about what that smell actually is. It's really sulfur. It rears its stinky head most often in houses that are located on a groundwater supply. That groundwater can pick up hydrogen sulfide, which is actually a naturally occurring gas. And that hydrogen sulfide gets absorbed into the water and comes into the house. It smells like rotten eggs, but it's not dangerous or harmful to your health. It is just very, very annoying.
All right. So if you have it, how do you get rid of it?
Well, first do this quick test. If a smell seems to be coming from both hot and cold water, then you want to call a well contractor because they'll install a filter that minimizes the sulfur that reaches your house. But more often, though, the smell comes predominantly from hot water. Now, when that happens, you need to change out the sacrificial anode rod, which is inside your hot water heater tank. Now, it's called a sacrificial rod for a reason because the way it works is these rods are made of magnesium, which the hydrogen sulfide attacks, releasing that rotten egg smell and eating away at the rod at the same time. So the solution is to simply replace the magnesium rod with an aluminum sacrificial anode rod, which is a lot more impervious or resistant to hydrogen sulfide, and they get the job done without the risk of so much sulfur adhering to them and being released into your home. These rods cost about $50. They can be found at any plumbing supply location. It's not a basic DIY project to do this, but it's not terribly hard either, or just calling a pro because it's a lot cheaper than replacing the entire water heater.
We've got Ted on the line who's dealing with some crumbly foundation walls. Tell us what's happening.
A cinder block wall in my basement. As far as I can tell, the basement is fairly dry. It's been painted with a heavy waterproof paint on the cinder block, but parts of it, in some places, like it's crumbling. Not real deep in the cinder block, but maybe, I don't know, half inch or three quarters of inch, something like that. If you can just brush it off. It's flaking and it's kind of bubbling out. It looks like blisters or something. You know, I can't figure out why it's doing that.
So, Ted, you say that your basement doesn't have a moisture problem, but I can tell you it most certainly does. Because what you are describing, my friend,
are mineral salt deposits. And the way they form is because you get water that gets soaked into those walls, so it's coming in from the outside, probably because it's being held against the foundation walls. You don't have enough slope on your yard, or your downspouts are overflowing, and then it hits the concrete walls and it gets absorbed in. It finds its way to the inside of your basement and then evaporates. But what happens is it leaves behind the mineral salts that are from the soil. So that white, crusty, crumbly stuff is just that. It's mineral salts. And you need to address the moisture issue first by improving the grading and the drainage at the foundation perimeter. And then, in terms of those salts, you can brush those away. If you mix up some white vinegar and water, they'll literally melt away. And once that is completely clean and you've dealt with the source of it, which is moisture coming in from the outside, then and only then can you repaint those walls, and that should do it once and for all.
All right, thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. We are broadcasting for you from the Angie Studios. You can find skilled local pros easily with Angie. Download the app today.
Just ahead, summer heat dries out roof shingles, causing them to crack, while summer storms, well, they test the limits of their ability to keep your home free from leaks. So we're going to share some tips on how to head off these problems when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or a dream project, Angie lets you browse homeowner reviews, compare quotes from multiple local pros, and even book a service instantly.
So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, host of the Money Pit Podcast, with tips to help prepare your home for a stormy summer. Get ultimate storm protection by installing a quality metal roof. Exceptionally strong and resilient, metal roofs can withstand fires, hurricanes, ice, and snow. And new styles mimic tile and slate and clean easily with just soap and water. Replace old single-pane windows with new Energy Star certified windows from Pella and save hundreds a year in energy bills. Pella's innovative windows even include hidden screens that disappear when not in use. A well-insulated home lowers energy bills and increases comfort year-round. Thermafiber Fire and Sound Guard Plus from Owens Corning is made from natural ingredients, offering enhanced fire, moisture, and sound benefits. And instead of replacing your smoke alarm batteries, replace the alarm with First Alert's 10-year smoke and carbon monoxide alarms, available at Lowe's. The 10-year sealed battery lasts the life of the alarm and means no low battery chirps. For more, follow the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
If you're tackling a window, door, or siding project, caulking is one of the final but all-important steps that you need to take to seal up any gaps so your home remains watertight and protected.
That's right. The caulk has to stop drafts from getting past the siding and driving up your utility bills. Now, if the caulk doesn't stick or it dries out, it can let rain into the exterior wall, causing leaks and even mold.
And that's why it's really important to use a caulk that can stand up to fierce weather like wind-driven rain, scalding hot summer temperatures, and below zero winters. The new AMP window, door, and siding hybrid sealant by DAP is designed to do just that.
It's ideal around door frames, siding, and windows, and AMP sealants can also be applied on wet or damp surfaces, as well as in extreme temperatures. Plus, AMP sealants offer excellent UV resistance and are backed by a lifetime guarantee.
AMP hybrid sealants retail for $9.98 and are available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide. Or learn more at DAP.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's DAICHCoatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. And if you have a home improvement question, all you need to do is go to MoneyPit.com/ask.
Well, guys, what are you working on this summer season? Is one of your projects a super big painting plan? Well, if it is, we've got a serious paint sprayer to give away that's going to help with those projects. We've got up for grabs the Titan Control Max 1700 Paint Sprayer by Wagner. Now, it's great for everybody, handyman, pros, homeowners, you name it. It's a great tool to work with. And I love that the high-efficiency airless technology means that I'm going to have 55% less overspray, and it's going to go on 3 times faster than a roller, so it's going to be less messy. I'm going to get more use out of the product I have without making that mess again, which, come on, guys, when you're painting, it can happen, but not with the Titan Control Max. It's a great prize. It's worth $379, but it can be yours if you call in.
That's right. The Titan Control Max 1700 paint sprayer is going out to one very lucky listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us with your home improvement question. Yes, you have to have a question to get into the drawing. Call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
Now I've got Nancy in Arkansas on the line with a painting question. How can we help you?
Well, I'm helping my mom, and she has an older home, and she has like a lot of like, she has a popcorn ceiling, and she has a lot of, like, cobwebs and stuff. And I'm just wondering, like, what would be the best way of removing those to eliminate as much, you know, debris falling in the carpet and that sort of thing, and, but, you know, to give it a fresh look?
Well, I think with a popcorn ceiling, you know, number one, you're fighting the texture, so everything kind of wants to get stuck up there. So first off is I would start with one of those, like, Swiffers that look like a feather duster just to get all of that dust and that the cobwebs down so you've got a clean surface. And if that looks okay, then you might want to stop there. You can't really clean a popcorn ceiling because the way you remove a popcorn ceiling is to spray it with water and then you scrape it off. So if you try to clean it with any sort of cleanser or moisture, you're going to start to disintegrate the popcorn and make that come off if it's truly a popcorn ceiling and not like a textured stucco or something like that. So I think once you get the spider webs and things off of it, you might be better off just painting it and giving it a fresh coat to just, you know, sort of freshen up the ceiling space a little bit. But if you do decide to paint the popcorn ceiling, you have to get a very specialized roller. It looks like it's a foam roller that has like a spiral cut to it. And that will open up to sort of accommodate the popcorn ceiling texture. If you use a regular roller, it's going to paint it and then pull the texture off. So you have to be careful in your application, but that'll do a great job of freshening it up.
Okay. Well, great. Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, summer can be a rough season on roofs. You know, the heat dries out the shingles, causing them to crack, and then summer storms are going to test the limits of their ability to actually keep your home free from leaks. That's why now is a perfect time for a roof inspection. We're going to share how to do just that in today's roof review tip presented by RoofMax.
So first up, using a pro to inspect your roof once a year is really the best way to spot problems early. However, there are plenty of things that you can do yourself to identify the early signs of potential leaks.
Yeah, you want to start inside by checking the ceiling on the upper floors for any stains or any other signs of leaks. You want to pay special attention to the ceilings above bathrooms and kitchens. Plumbing vents pass through the roof above these rooms and often will break down, causing leaks. You also want to check for leaks above fireplaces, which is another spot loose flashing can allow rain to seep in.
Now next, head outside and take a look at your roof from the ground. It's helpful to use binoculars or even a camera that's got a zoom lens and look for any loose or missing shingles as well as any loose flashing, which is very common around chimneys, around pipes, or where walls and roofs come together. And if you spot any problem areas, it's a lot easier to get those minor problems fixed now before they become major leaks later.
And that's today's roof review tip presented by RoofMax. A RoofMax treatment restores flexibility and waterproofing protection of aging asphalt shingle roofs, extending their life by as much as 15 years. RoofMax treatments come with a 5-year flexibility guarantee and can be purchased through a nationwide network of factory-trained and certified dealers who also apply the treatment. You can learn more at RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax.com. Brian, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I've got a problem with our septic system, and our septic system zigzags back and forth in the backyard, and then where the end of it is, there's a sinkhole developing.
How old is this septic system? Has it ever been inspected or cleaned?
We've cleaned it twice. It's just my wife and I. This thing, I noticed, started developing kind of right after we moved into the house. Our house is about 20 years old.
Because I wonder if the, if you say this is towards the end of the distribution field, I wonder if the field is not absorbing water like it should, absorbing the effluent as it should, and most of it is sort of running towards the end of the pipe like it's a long drain, and as a result, it's causing erosion in that area. I think that probably the first thing I would do is have a septic inspection done with an examination of the field to check the percolation of it. Because if it's not percolating, if it's not draining properly, you could be spilling a lot of effluent into the ground unknowingly without it having a chance to really soak properly back into the soil. I think what we're hearing here is a potential failure of your septic field more than a problem with a sinkhole. I suspect that this is erosion that you're seeing.
Okay, it's not just a matter of dumping a bunch of dirt in there and covering it up.
No, I mean, that would fill it up again, but I'm afraid it would probably wash out again. So that's kind of what I would lean to, is having that field inspected and just getting a sense of, listen, you want to find out now. I mean, you don't want this thing to fail at the least opportune time. And if you find out early, at least you know you can plan a replacement if you have to. Brian, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to connect you with the skilled pros you need for all your home projects.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, repairs to remodels. Download the Angie app today to get started.
Coming up, leaks around windows and doors can be tough to track down. We're going to share a trick of the trade to spot that cause when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
And Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
It's
never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Sellers at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Inside your house. So it doesn't always leak exactly where the water's coming in. Sometimes it leaks somewhere else and it runs down there. And that's a way to do that.
All right. Next up, we've got a question here from Phil, who says, we have a 40-year-old two-story home in North Carolina, and we're about to have the polybutylene piping replaced with PEX. Our walls will be cut open for this project, and I'm wondering what else we might want to do while the walls are opened up.
That's a really interesting question, Phil.
Yeah, because this doesn't happen very often.
No, I mean, and I bet you it even doesn't happen a lot with people who are doing polybutylene piping replacements, because that's a piping that has some major problems associated with it. So it's probably, Phil's just probably getting around to it now because of the expense. But listen, I think it's a good question. Two things come to mind. And Leslie, you can let me know if you think of anything else. First, for the exterior walls, it's the opportunity, I think, to improve insulation, because most homes don't have enough. And if the insulation at 40 years old may have settled, it could be sort of squished. And if that's the case, it's not doing a very good job. So if you have the access, I would beef up the insulation. And the other thing to think about is what things that you might want to add or improve to make the space nicer, like, say, adding more electrical outlets or adding switches or lights. Or maybe you've always wanted a pot filler faucet over your range, and now that you've got the wall opened up to get to the pipes, you can run a little short piece of piping additionally to a pot filler faucet. It's that sort of thing that, you know, in a normal course of events, you wouldn't want to tear open a wall to do that. But since it's already open, what else can we do to make the place a little more comfortable and more convenient and a little nicer for us?
Oh, my goodness. I think for me, if I had the chance to change from plaster to all drywall, I think I'd go for it.
That would be enough of a change.
I'm going to go for it. I mean, we live in a super old house, as you know, Tom, and the plaster is just hanging on.
Yeah, yeah. Literally.
Yes.
Yeah, plaster definitely has a life expectancy, and based on the age of your house, it has far surpassed that. So what happens is it's loose where it attaches to the walls and then starts to crack. And even when you repair those cracks, they seem to come back and back and back. It's like Groundhog Day. You know, it just repeats itself over and over and over again. So I could see that. But you know what? An easier way to deal with that, if you weren't tearing the walls open, is to put a second layer of drywall over the plaster. It's far less messy. I've done it both ways, and that's the way I decided was best. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful summer weekend. We hope you guys are enjoying the weather in your part of the country. If you've got questions about projects that you'd like to do, you can reach us 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT or by going to moneypit.com/ask. Until next time, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Body pit. Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden leaving tomorrow for a European trip that will focus on relations with NATO's efforts and to help Ukraine.
President Biden's three-nation visit begins in the UK, where he meets with King Charles at Windsor Castle, their first visit since the coronation. Then he'll meet with Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. Next is a flight to Lithuania, which is hosting the annual NATO summit. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg Friday said,
"At the summit, we'll make Ukraine even more stronger and set out a vision for its future."
President Biden participates in meetings Tuesday and Wednesday, and then Thursday travels to NATO's newest member nation, Finland, showcasing the global support for the expanding alliance. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Zelensky marked the 500th day of the war by hailing the country's soldiers in a video from the Black Sea island of Snake Island, which became a symbol of Ukraine's resilience in the face of the Russian invasion. A 25-year-old man on a scooter spraying the streets of New York City today with bullets, killing an 87-year-old and seriously wounding three others before he was taken into custody. Police say in all there were five unprovoked shootings carried out during the spree. Kristen Wagner with Alliance Defending Freedom says the Supreme Court decision allowing a Colorado graphic designer to refuse websites for same-sex weddings was not only a victory for free speech, but also marks a new turning point.
And I think a new era is coming in with the court in essentially reining back administrative overreach, government overreach, and returning to what the Constitution says other than what judges want it to say.
Wagner, who successfully argued the case before the high court, was a guest this week on the Salem Radio Network. News and analysis at townhall.com.
If you take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
For the first time ever, Switzerland will import more cheese than it exports.
The head of the country's dairy association, Boris Beret, blames the turning point on the opening up of the Swiss milk market. He told a Swiss newspaper that the move created a squeeze on domestic producers in recent years, prompting some to give up. Beret said measures need to be taken to ensure Switzerland can continue to produce for its own population. The country is famous worldwide for high-quality cheese varieties such as Gruyere and Emmental. I'm Karen Chemes.
Vietnam is banning distribution of the popular Barbie movie because it includes a view of a map showing disputed Chinese territorial claims in the South China Sea. A map in the film shows China's Nine Dash Line, which extends Beijing's territorial claims far into waters that fall within areas claimed by Vietnam and other countries. More at townhall.com. Tax troubles in Minnesota.
Officials discovered a mistake in a tax cut bill that lawmakers passed this spring that would have cost taxpayers $350 million over the next 2 years. However, state leaders have now promised to fix it before it would go into effect. By mistake, lawmakers used the 2019 standard deduction for the 2024 tax year without including 4 years of adjustments for inflation. That means most taxpayers' standard deduction would be $1,600 smaller. Jason Walker reporting.
Charles Manson follower Leslie Van Houten is being released from prison soon. California Governor Newsom says he'll no longer fight her parole. She's been in prison for 53 years for participating in two fatal stabbings at Manson's direction. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M. Brew.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Money Pit is presented by Pella Windows, RoofMax, Wagner Sprayers, and the Angie app. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects that you want to get done around your house. Or maybe you don't want to do it yourself. Maybe you want to hire a pro to take on a project. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or you're a do-it-for-me kind of person, we want to make sure that you don't become a do-it-to-yourselfer by making some errors along the way. So reach out to us with your questions. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's program, have you ever taken the clothes out of your washing machine only to notice that maybe they don't look much cleaner than when you put them in there? Well, if that sounds familiar, it may be time to actually clean your washing machine. We're going to tell you how.
And also ahead, summer isn't a season we often think about windows, but old drafty windows are still present and they do drive up your cooling costs the same as they do with the heating bills in the winter. We're going to share tips on what you can be looking for if windows are on your project list.
Plus, if you're a do-it-yourselfer, did you know one simple mistake might be making your home a target for break-ins? We're going to have that answer, plus tips to make your home more secure.
But first, got a home improvement question and don't know where to turn? Well, consider us your coach, your helper, or your home improvement therapist for all things remodeling, decor, and fix-up.
And you can also consider us your source for great tool giveaways, because today we've got the Wagner Titan Control Pro 1700 to give away to one listener drawn at random for those who call or post their home improvement question. It is an incredible paint sprayer worth $379 going out to one caller drawn at random who has a question for us. The number is 888-MONEYPIT, or you can just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
Harrison, Kansas, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Hey, I have some tree roots in my yard that are growing close to the surface, and they're exposed to where when I mow, I have to kind of mow over them, mow around them.
Right.
And just don't know what to do. What would be the best way to get the yard back where it needs to be? And what do you guys think?
How much do you like that tree?
You know, I'm not that committed to the tree.
It's like trying to put toothpaste back in the tube. You know, once it grows, you can't really cut them back. They're there for a purpose. And so you have to figure out a way to live with it or you know, create a bed around it or mulch around it or maybe, you know, have it be less lawn and more, you know, like a mulched bed or something of that nature. But even if you add soil over it, it's still going to kind of continue to grow up and pop through it. So that's just the nature of the beast when it comes to a big, healthy tree like that. Eventually, depending on the type of tree, it'll come out of the ground like that and start to impact your lawn.
Put a bed around it.
Yeah, maybe a nice circular bench around the tree, you know, or something of that nature.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, you can find those. They basically are sold like so that they split in half and you can put them around the tree. And you know, depending on the diameter of the tree, you want to try to get one that's that fits right. But it could be really an attractive feature. You got to roll with it. You know, figure out a way to make it look like it was always supposed to be there. You're waiting all these years for those roots to pop up so that you can put a bench.
Yeah,
around
I
the
wanted
tree.
To do that.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay,
there you go. That's the spirit.
That sounds great. That's a good idea. I like that. Thank you.
All right. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Heading over to Delaware, where Eve is trying to get rid of a smoke smell. What's going on?
Right. We recently purchased a row home in Philadelphia, and it has a third-floor studio apartment where the previous occupant was a heavy smoker. And we're trying to get rid of the smell from the cigarettes. We've tried removing the floor tiles, replacing the drop grid ceiling tiles, and painting. But the odor is still pretty strong, so I'm wondering if you have any suggestions.
So above the drop ceiling, did you paint that surface as well?
No, we didn't.
What did you paint with? Did you use any kind of a primer?
Going over paint, so we didn't. We just used a regular latex paint.
Right. So the best thing to do in a situation like this is to use a very good quality primer, either an alkyd primer or a solvent-based primer, because it tends to seal in all of those wall and ceiling surfaces, including the odors that are underneath. The other issue, of course, is the floors. Now, you mentioned that there's a tile floor there, so it was a hard surface floor?
Yeah, right now we pulled up everything and we're down to the plywood, and we were just going to put in a new flooring. So is there anything we should do before we do that?
Yeah, I would also prime the plywood.
Okay.
I'd seal everything in. I would use a good quality oil-based primer, like a Kills, for example, and I would prime the heck out of everything because that does a good job of sealing out those odors. That and some just normal ventilation ought to do it. But I think if you don't prime those surfaces, you won't be able to completely get rid of that odor. And then, of course, it goes without saying that you've disposed of furniture and curtains and things like that.
Yes. The only other question is, what about, like, kitchen cabinets?
Yeah, you can't do much with them. But what you can do is you can clean them with TSP, trisodium phosphate. It's like a powdery soap mix that you buy in the paint aisle, and you can mix up a solution and clean those. Are these wooden cabinets or, like, laminate cabinets?
Wooden.
If it's wooden, you may not want to use the TSP on it. You could use Murphy's oil soap
instead,
but you're going to have to clean them.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Eve. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. I mean, thankfully, fewer and fewer people are smoking today, so we're getting fewer and fewer of those calls. But I tell you what, when you get a house that's like that, what a mess.
George in Connecticut has a question about a gutter. What can we do for you?
I have a house that was built in 1952. It has wooden gutters.
Okay.
The front of the house faces south. From one edge in about 6.5 to 7 feet, the wooden gutter has been slowly deteriorating. Now, I've gone all over Connecticut, basically, to lumber yards and other places looking for a section of gutter to splice it in.
Right. Yeah, that's going to be very difficult.
Yeah, nobody has them. And what surprises me is when you talk to some of the younger people, I'm not a young man, they never heard of wooden gutters.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. Well, look, you're in the right part of the country to find a replacement product. There's actually a company called the Fiberglass Gutter Company, and they make wood-style gutters, but out of fiberglass. I know about them because they did a segment on This Old House that we were familiar with back in, 2014, 2015. So go check out fiberglassgutters.com, and you will see that they, in fact, make gutters that look just like your wooden gutters out of fiberglass. Now, you talked about, like, splicing in a section. You're not going to be able to splice this into an existing wooden gutter. You're going to have to replace the entire piece. Now, if you can do this and maybe not have to replace all the wooden gutters, good luck. I mean, I don't know what your house looks like, but you can't put it in the middle, and you're going to have to make sure it connects properly. But they're absolutely beautiful, and once you do this, you're not going to have to worry about any gutter maintenance again because they won't rot.
So the company I need to is fiberglass.com?
No, fiberglassgutters.com. Just search for fiberglass gutters, okay, and you will find these faux wood gutters.
Okay.
I think that'll solve it. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call at 888 Money Pit, presented by Angie. Tackling home projects is easy when you just Angie it. Get the app today.
And just ahead, one thing you probably never thought about cleaning was your washing machine. But it turns out a good detox of your machine can eliminate bacteria and actually help get your clothes cleaner. We'll explain when the Money Pit returns.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Just share your project online or with the Angie app, and with Angie, you can book an upfront price instantly or request and compare quotes from multiple pros to find the best price for your project. So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. If you're remodeling a kitchen or bath, there's one ingredient that you want to get right, and it's not one you'd normally think of. I'm talking about caulk. You know, it's one of the last steps to a kitchen or bath reno, but it's a really important product for sealing gaps that can cause leaks resulting in damage, including mold.
The new Ant Kitchen and Bath Hybrid Sealant is designed for projects and applications around tubs, sinks, showers, and toilets. It can be applied on wet or damp surfaces, provides a 100% waterproof seal, it can be painted in as little as 30 minutes, and it prevents mold and mildew growth, keeping your caulk seams looking fresh and clean for the life of the sealant.
DAP's advanced hybrid sealants outperform silicone in key performance attributes such as wet surface application, paintability, and crystal clear clarity, providing maximum performance for every project.
AMP Kitchen and Bath Hybrid Sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide, or learn more at DAP.com.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Real stone coatings never looked this good. Terrazzo products from Dice Coatings can change the look of your tile, vinyl, linoleum, masonry, and concrete surfaces. The 7 pre-mixed colors sparkle with fine grades of decorative granite. The all-weather stone coatings shine indoors and outside. Terrazzo resists freeze-thaw conditions, mold, mildew, and even hot tire pickup, so add it to your patio, in the bathroom, or even the garage. Just roll on your colorful new Terrazzo finish. Order at DaichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, taking care of a home can be a combination of a lot of feelings. I mean, we're talking about love, we're talking about pride, and we're also talking about heart-stopping fear. But if you join us on the Money Pit podcast, we promise to help you plan, save you some money, and spare you from those snafus.
You can follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Well, guys, you have a big painting project to take on this summer? Well, if so, we have got a serious paint sprayer to give away that will help you get it done. got the Titan Control Max 1700 paint sprayer by Wagner. It's great for handymen, general contractors, and experienced homeowners who want to tackle some big painting projects. So siding, fencing, stuff like that. It's a high-efficiency airless sprayer. It produces 55% less overspray, and it goes on 3 times faster than a roller. It's going to go out to one listener drawn at random. It's worth $379. So reach out to us with your questions right now. To qualify, you must contact us with a home improvement question by calling 888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
Alicia in North Carolina is on the line with the Money Pit. I have a question about a patio and deck. What's going on?
We have a patio cement slab in the back of our house. It runs the length of our house. On half of that slab, it sits our deck.
Okay.
We live in a split level. So the deck goes up rather high. It has posts that sit on this cement slab patio. And there's a crack going down the middle of it. When we bought the house about 3 years ago, we didn't notice the crack. It was there, but we really didn't notice it. And then I'd say about last year, we were sitting down, noticed that the crack is now splitting open. You know, our backyard slopes down. It's North Carolina. There's lots of that red clay. That's most of what our ground is made up of. And, it's like the ground is pulling away from that cement slab because of rain and flooding in our backyard, which unfortunately floods as well. So it's making it worse. I don't know whether the footings are what they really should be. We've had a couple people come out and estimate the situation. I just don't know what to do.
First of all, are you convinced, Alicia, that this crack is active, that it's opening up, or is it just that you're paying attention to it now every time you walk out in the backyard, so maybe you're imagining it's getting bigger?
No, it's different looking than it was when we first bought it.
How big is the crack?
It's not huge. Not like it's, it's not like it's 3 inches big now. It's small still. It's opening up. The caulking isn't covering the crack anymore.
Okay.
So I'd say about 1/4 inch.
All right. It's not bad. So there's a couple of things you can do here. First of all, you do need to clean out that old caulk and reseal this one way or the other. Quikrete has a product that's made specifically for concrete slabs that you can use that will give you a textured finish, and it dries in about an hour, so you do want to reseal it. Now, in terms of, you know, not having to look at it, maybe doing something that would be a little more attractive, maybe slowing it down, I think you're right. The reason it's moving, if it is in fact moving, is it's exacerbated by waters. You know, cement slabs don't have footings, so there's nothing holding it back from doing this. And I just wonder if this deck was properly built because it's sitting on top of half of it. It really just shouldn't be sitting on the 4-inch concrete slab. It should be sitting on the footing below it. Be that what it may, another idea that you might want to consider is Pavestone makes a paver brick that is about half the thickness of a full paver brick. And it's designed for taking a cement slab that maybe doesn't look so hot and creating a beautiful paver patio with it. The way it works is you lay down the perimeter and then you sort of put your whole pattern in, and then you take up the perimeter, and you basically glue in the outside perimeter row. And then that holds all the bricks inside of it, and then you add this typical paver stone, and it looks fantastic. So that's available from Pavestone.
You know, my big concern is, you know, 5 years down the line, if we want to put the house on the market kind of thing, and I didn't want to – I wanted to do something – if I was already seeing an increase in the crack now – what would it look like 5 years?
A cement slab is not a structural part of your backyard or your patio, okay? It's just, it's basically there as a surface that you can work with. And if you put the pavers over it and it goes from 1/4 inch to 3/8 inch, nobody's ever going to see that. The pavers are just going to shift. Product is made by Pavestone. It's actually called Pavestone Milano. That's the brand. That's the particular product that is the thinner version of the full Pavestone paver.
Okay.
And again, it can go down right on top of that slab, goes down really quick, and it'll look fantastic.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I love your show.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, have you ever taken a clean load of laundry out of your machine and found it to be less clean than you expected? Well, you might need to give your washing machine a little cleaning of its own.
Well, the problem is most likely months or even years of detergent and liquid fabric softener buildup. Then there's also the grime and dirt from all those dirty clothes. And if you've got an agitator, you want to check the underside of it or along the creases in the rubber flange along the top of the washer basket.
Yeah, and you know what, guys? Cleaning it is not too difficult. I actually just had to do this in my own home. You want to remove the agitator. It's pretty gross under there if you're dealing with some issues. And rinse off all the gunk before you replace it. And some of it doesn't want to come off so easily because it's been building up for a while. I used some white vinegar, some hot water. It definitely helps. And then go ahead and scrub all the rubber parts with a wet cloth and then go ahead and replace that agitator.
And next, when you're all done, put in about a cup of bleach and run your washer for a full hot wash cycle with no clothes in it. That will sanitize anything you haven't as yet reached. And if you want more tips, visit moneypit.com and search Clean Your Dryer to find out more on how to get that task done in your house.
Justin from Alexandria, Virginia is on the line, and he's a repeat caller to the Money Pit. So what's going on now?
Did we get it right last time, Justin?
Yeah, the last project turned out great. We abated all the asbestos. We put the flooring down in the basement, and now it leads up to the laundry room, which leads to our new problem.
Okay, what's next?
So, after that asbestos is abated, there is no asbestos in our laundry room because they never put those old, you know, 1970s tiles down, but they did decide to paint it 25 times. So there's a whole bunch of paint in this room. Different layers of paint. It's not lead or anything. But because it's in the basement and it's in the laundry room and it flooded often or whatever, you know, it's chipped everywhere. It looks terrible. And we've been trying to figure out something to do with the flooring in here to make it look nice. One idea was strip down all the paint and then try to do a new layer of maybe like an epoxy or something. Another idea was to put down another, like a thinner luxury vinyl plank so that it's more bendy, because there is, in the center of the space, a drain that is meant to capture any overflow that ever might occur from the catastrophic event from either the sump pump or from the, you know, it's an old style laundry machine out where there's no 3-inch. It's like, you know, they just have some pantyhose that lead into the sink and they call it a day.
Yeah. I think you're on the right track. I'd go with option B there, because I was thinking luxury vinyl plank when you said that, because it's 100% waterproof. Now, around this drain, I think what I would do there, because luxury vinyl plank can float on top of the old floor, right? And you can use some sort of a molding to trim the edge. What I would do where the drain is I would very carefully cut that drain circle out, you know, and cut that hole out, and I would caulk underneath that with an adhesive sealant, something like Total Tech, which is made by super glue. I would seal around that drain so that piece is held down tight around the drain. And I think from there, you'll just be good to go. I don't think it's worth you trying to strip off all that old paint, Leslie. I think for a laundry room, a luxury vinyl plank is a good choice. What do you think?
That's definitely a great choice for a laundry room. It's super durable. Should you have any issues with water or leaking situations, that's going to stand up very well. And you've got so many choices, so you can really make it look as stylish or designed or as simple as you want.
Yeah, and it's inexpensive, so, you know, you could change it in a few years and It'll be super easy to do.
Truly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were thinking about doing the vinyl plank because I didn't really want to deal with the stripping, especially since we're going to have kids in the house soon. And, you know, just in general, using the stripping stuff, even if you're using like the Citra one or like Smart Strip or whatever those ones are called, you know, they're less toxic, but you probably don't want to
an
unventilated space for too long. Especially since you'd have to like power wash it or something at the end to get it out.
I don't think it's necessary, Justin. I think that's a great option for you.
All right. I'll keep that in mind then.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. And given that you are at the literally on the ground floor of your next home improvement project and you're expecting to fill the house up with kids, I think that you'll be calling us time and time again as the years go on, and we'll be glad to help.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
Put us on speed dial.
Will do. Thanks so much.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studio. When it comes to home projects, Angie does the heavy lifting for you. Just answer a few questions to book instantly or connect with your local pros. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, summer is not a season when we often think about windows, but old drafty windows, they are still present and they drive up our cooling costs the same way they do with heating costs in the winter. going to share tips on what to look for if windows are on your project to-do list when the Money Pit returns.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your host, James Maspada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M. Brew.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hey, Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Tip of the day.
It is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, windows, they're a significant part of your home's exterior, and they play an important role in keeping your home cool in the summer and warm in the winter and comfortable all year round. And with the right windows, you can also improve your home's aesthetic as well as its value.
Joining us now with tips on how to improve your home with new windows is Jen Tutkin. Jen is the Director of Innovation and Design for Pella. Welcome, Jen.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Hey, you know, summer, I guess, isn't really a season when we often think about windows, but I do because I know that old drafty windows are still present and they can drive up our cooling costs in exactly the same way as they do with our heating costs in the winter. But, you know, since folks don't feel that cold draft, they don't think about it. But, man, it really shows up when it comes time to pay your energy bill.
So at Pella Corporation, we offer a very large selection of windows and doors because we understand that windows and doors are a really big part of the market, and energy, to your point, is incredibly important, both in the summer and the winter, because, you know, old single-pane windows certainly are drafty, and we definitely saw this, you know, during COVID when people were spending more time at home. It actually became more important, right? And so we have heavily focused on making sure that we have windows that are energy efficient, especially Energy Star certified with the industry standards, to make sure that we are delivering stuff that absolutely is helping your energy bills and helping you stay comfortable.
As a homeowner, I think there sometimes can be some confusion or at least misunderstanding to what kind of innovations have taken place over the course of many years when it comes to windows and doors. So if you're in a position where it's time to replace some windows or some doors or whatever's going on at your own money pit, how do you sort of keep track of all of these innovations? How do you know what's best and what the right solution is for your home?
There's really two ways to look at it. There's form and function, right? So obviously, when you're looking to replace your windows, you want to make sure that you are enhancing the beauty of your home, both from the interior and the exterior. So we always try to offer a large collection of windows that meet those different aesthetics, whether you're traditional, transitional, contemporary, and as well as within your architecture style. But on the function side, we are always looking at how do we improve the energy efficiency? How do we improve the thermal breaks within our products just to make sure that we are keeping it comfortable? And one of the unique innovations that we actually launched recently is the hidden screen. So when people are at home and they're looking for more comfortable features, both on that beauty and kind of the function side, we offer a hidden screen. And so if you own a double hung window, when you open up the window, the screen appears. But when the window's closed, it actually disappears altogether. So that way on the exterior of the home, you just see this really nice, beautiful window, but it adds that added functionality to allow fresh air in and also to help you stay more comfortable when you want to open those windows up.
Yeah, I think that's something that I didn't think about until I saw your hidden screen product. Because when you are looking at windows from the outside, we don't think about the fact that we're looking through the screen at the window. And with the hidden screen, that is no longer an issue. The hidden screen disappears, so you're really looking at the window, and it really brightens up the exterior. And that's probably one of many reasons that you can recoup typically about 70% of the replacement costs of installing new windows when it comes time to sell your home.
Absolutely. Having that curb appeal is certainly that first impression. And the windows and doors make a really large impact on someone's perception of quality. So when you are looking to resell your home, that is something that, you know, we do it because we just love beautiful windows and doors and we want to show them off. But it's an added benefit for our homeowners who do choose Pella.
Now, I want to wrap up by talking a bit about Energy Star. You know, Energy Star, for those that are unaware, is a program of the Department of Energy that establishes energy-efficient standards to which manufacturers have to comply in order to advertise the fact that their windows, or doors in this case, are Energy Star certified. What I know about Pella, and you may not know, is not only do you make excellent Energy Star certified windows, you guys are actually part of the groups that are setting these standards. That's going way above and beyond just meeting the standards set by the government. You're actually helping to establish new standards, which I think is, like, super cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Our engineers and product experts certainly are part of groups like Energy Star, and it's both for us to, you know, stay ahead of the curve, but it's also to make sure that, you know, we are doing things above and beyond the standards. And I wish I could show you all our test lab, because it's absolutely incredible the amount of heat and cold and just overall testing and performance requirements that we do. And we understand that this is a really long-term investment for someone, and so we want to make sure that their total lifetime and that experience with the Pella product is above and beyond what they might get somewhere else.
Jen Tutkin, Director of Innovation and Design for Pella Corporation. Thanks so much, Jen, for stopping by the Money Pit and telling us all about Pella Windows and all the work you guys do to put out windows that are energy efficient and have great value to our homes and just add all sorts of comfort, not only in the winter, but all year long. Thanks again.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Well, summer is the season when most home break-ins take place. And if you're an avid DIYer, you might be making a simple mistake that makes your home an even easier target. Learn what that is after this.
You live in a money pit.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. On our show, we talk a lot about the importance of making sure your gutters are working properly. If your gutters are clogged or if they have leaking seams and sections, overflowing water can really wreak havoc, causing everything from slippery sidewalks to flooded basements to even cracked foundations.
Now, another area where leaks are common is at the flashing between different roof sections or where vents or chimneys go through. Repairing both gutters and roof flashing requires a sealant that's easy to apply, durable, and flexible enough to expand and contract with the house.
DAP's new AMP Advanced Modified Polymer Gutter and Flashing Sealant has all those qualities and more. It provides a 100% weatherproof and waterproof seal with the ability to be applied on wet and damp surfaces. It also has a fast 30-minute paint and rain-ready time, and it's designed for both exterior and interior use.
For gutter and flashing applications, AMP Gutter and Flashing High Performance Sealant stays flexible, crack-proof, and is backed by a lifetime guarantee. The sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide, or learn more at DAP.com. Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or a dream project, Angie lets you browse homeowner reviews, compare quotes from multiple local pros, and even book a service instantly.
So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Real stone coatings never looked this good. Terrazzo products from Deist Coatings can change the look of your tile, vinyl, linoleum, masonry, and concrete surfaces. The 7 pre-mixed colors sparkle with fine grades of decorative granite. The all-weather stone coatings shine indoors and outside. Terrazzo resists freeze-thaw conditions, mold, mildew, and even hot tire pickup. So add it to your patio, in the bathroom, or even the garage. Just roll on your colorful new Terrazzo finish. Order at DeistCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H coatings.com.
Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get all your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today.
Well, what projects are you guys working on this summer season? Is one of them a big, oversized-scale painting project that you're like, should I tackle this on my own? Well, yes, you should, because we have a great prize to give away this hour. We've got the Titan Control Max 1700 Paint Sprayer by Wagner. Now, I love this because it's great whether you're a homeowner, a handyman, a contractor, whatever. You can tackle some pretty big, serious painting projects with this. Super efficient airless technology, and I love that you can pull paint directly from either a 1 gallon or a 5 gallon paint container, and it has a 30-foot hose. So you're definitely tackling those big projects with the right amount of paint. You're not getting a lot of overspray. It's definitely an awesome tool to have if you've got a big painting project on the horizon. It's priced worth $379.
And that paint sprayer from Wagner is going out to one listener drawn at random. So make that you. Call us with your home improvement question right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974 or go to moneypit.com/ask.
Margie in Ohio needs some help cleaning some kitchen cabinets. Tell us about it.
I have maple kitchen cabinets, and above the hood area, it is very dirty from the fan and from cooking, and there's a residue on the cabinet. And I was wondering what type of product I could use to take off the grit that is on the cabinet without damaging the maple cabinet.
So, Margie, the area that you describe over, you know, the cooking area above the hood, that's generally a very greasy spot in the kitchen under the best of circumstances. So I think your first step is to try to just clean it with some sort of, you know, grease remover, like an orange cleaner or like, I always call it Goof Off, but I don't think that's the right name.
Yeah, no, I think that is one of the products, you know, or a Murphy's oil soap.
Yeah. I mean, something that has a citrus in it that's going to help you break down all of that grease buildup would probably be your best place to start and see how you do. I mean, outside of that, if you're going to start messing with the sheen or the finish of that specific cabinet on its own, you're going to then have to work with the rest of the cabinets to sort of match up to that. So my first attempt would be really to scrub it, clean it, give it some good old elbow grease and see where you go.
You might want to take the doors off the hinges to do this work because it might be easier to work on them when they're on a flat surface like that. And then you can go back and do the frame around the door after you've sort of perfected your cleaning on the door first and put it all back together. And if that works, you know, this might be a situation where you just keep going, right? Because even though the rest of the cabinets aren't terribly dirty.
They're more dirty than you think, I bet.
Yeah, you only know sometimes when you start cleaning it up, right? Because that's when you see it get lifted off. You're like, oh, there's a whole new color under that.
Did you know that the top 2 months for residential break-ins are July and August? Well, here's a quick tip to help you avoid becoming a victim. There's a common mistake that a lot of DIYers out there make and can make your home a lot more likely to be broken into, and it's this. You leave tools around. I mean, think about it. Tools. Anything outside that a burglar can get their hands on, think about it. A hammer, a screwdriver, a saw, a ladder. All of these things are basically like handing that thief the key to your house.
Yeah, and after your DIY projects are done for the day, you need to make sure that those tools get back into the shed or the garage promptly. You might actually be surprised to learn how many break-ins happen because of an easy opportunity, like maybe leaving a ladder like against the side of the house after you're done. I mean, I'm even guilty of leaving my garage door open overnight because I'm so darn tired after a project thinking all my tools are in there. Oh, man, that was dumb. But luckily, you know, we got through it. But it can happen. You just got to remind yourself not to do it.
Don't be a do-it-to-yourselfer.
That's right.
Yeah. We've got Tom from Florida on the line who needs help with a pocket door project. What's going on?
Yeah, I bought a house, and before they sold it, they must have had it repainted. And it was built in 1994, and the baseboards in the doors must have been oil-based paint because the walls are fine, but the paint is peeling off the doors and the baseboard. But I got a pocket door, and I can get the paint off of it, but one of the wheels fell off that holds it, slides it on a rail. And I don't know, do I have to take the casing off to get that door out? Or is there a way that they lift out? Or do I have to take the casing off to get the door out that clean it up and repaint it and put the wheel back on. Because once it's closed, there's about an inch or inch and a half of it that still isn't exposed. You can't really swing it out.
You can't lift it up off the track either, generally speaking. So, no, I think that you're probably going to have to take off at least the jam on the side of the pocket, so to speak. So you'll have to pull the trim and the jam on that pocket. And I'll give you a trick of the trade to do that because you mentioned this was painted. What you want to do is take a utility knife, and you want to cut the seam between the door and the trim and the wall and the trim, because sometimes the paint will act as an adhesive, almost like a glue. And when you start taking it apart, it starts to pull different pieces of the frame or the wall with it. So just run a knife through it before you actually peel it off. Now, in terms of the fact that this is peeling paint, generally when that happens, you've lost the adhesion here between the substrate, which is wood in your case, and the paint itself, and nothing that you can do is going to repair that short of pulling the rest of the paint off. So you're going to have to strip that paint off and sand the area really good. And then what I want you to use is an oil-based or solvent-based primer on top of that, because that's going to give you the best adhesion once again. That's going to stick to the wood as best possible. And on top of that, you could use a water-based semi-gloss finish. But if you get the primer right and you get all the old stuff off, you'll be in good shape, because you can't put good paint over bad paint. And if paint's peeling, you got to get rid of all that loose stuff before you proceed, or you'll just find yourself in this exact same space in the not-too-distant future.
I wasn't quite sure what paint was on there, but I guess I was told if you take alcohol and rub it on a cloth, if it comes off, it's a water-based paint, or if it's oil, it won't affect it, or vice versa.
It's probably not oil-based, because, you know, that house at that age, you wouldn't really use oil-based for that. I can almost guarantee you they didn't prime it, and that's why it didn't stick. You got to prime it. Can't skip that step. Tom, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Looking for the best price for your project? Well, Angie makes it easy to compare quotes from multiple pros or even book at an upfront price. You can download the Angie app today. Coming up, want to be a bit greener and cleaner in your home? Well, you can do both by making your own non-toxic cleaners. We're going to share those recipes next.
You live in a money pit.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your host, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Lighty and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M. Brew.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions right now by going to moneypit.com/ask.
Jesse wrote into Team Money Pit and says, we've noticed our house makes a noise like a very low-sounding foghorn or a vibrating sound. Have you ever heard of anything like this?
Yes, I hear it rather frequently in my own kitchen. You know why? Because I've discovered, and it was perplexing to me for a while too, but I found that this happens when the wind blows across the wall where I have my kitchen exhaust fan vented. And you know, like when you take like a big bottle, like when you were a kid, and you would blow across the top of the bottle and make that really low humming kind of vibrating sound? That's exactly what it's doing to my house. Yeah. And once I block that off, no more problems with the foghorn. Because we don't live that close to the beach where we ought to be hearing foghorns. But it's kind of weird and a little freaky, too, because it can happen, you know, any time of the day or night. It sounds a little bit spooky. So that was my discovery, Jesse. Perhaps that's what's going on in your house. It could be a kitchen exhaust fan. It could be a roof vent. Any place that's open like that to the house, you might be hearing that vibration from the wind blowing over the opening.
Mother Nature is playing the jug bottle at your house. That's what's going on.
That's right.
All right, next up, Jacqueline wrote in saying, I had a crawl space of my home sealed and a dehumidifier installed. Now, a few months later, the floors creak when walked on. What's going on?
Sounds like it's working. When you seal up a crawl space like that and you take all the moisture out of it, the lumber's going to dry out, and certainly that can lead to some more creaking in the framework. Generally, creaking floors happen when the wood is dried out and we step on a board and the nail slides in and out of the beam below, or sometimes the boards rub together. When they dry out, they shrink and so you get a little bit more movement. So it's actually not a problem. It's kind of an annoyance. But if you want to try to quiet it down, you could resecure those floorboards to the beams below. You can re-nail the plywood. You could use screws, like long drywall-style screws, to secure it down. And if it's a hardwood floor, you can use trim screws, which are very, very thin screws. You'd have to pre-drill them a pilot hole, and that will tighten that up. In the area where the squeaks are the loudest, make sure you're connecting the floor to the joists below, and you won't hear those sounds again.
All right, Jacqueline. See, you do one project, now you got another.
Well, today we all want to be a bit greener and cleaner in our homes. You can actually, though, do both and maybe save some green as well by making your own non-toxic cleaners. Les is going to share the recipes to do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word.
Yeah, you know, before we actually had commercial products, we had to mix up our own cleaners. So here's a few recipes for natural cleaning products that still work really well today. First of all, if you need a glass cleaner, fill a spray bottle with 1 quart of water and 1 tablespoon white vinegar. Then use some type of ammonia product. So for a larger job like a floor or tiles, you can add 1/4 cup white vinegar to 1 gallon of hot water. If you need an oven cleaner, you want to make a paste of baking soda and water and scrub the stains with steel wool. If you've got a tougher stain, you can add some salt to the mix, except for self-cleaning ovens. Now, if you need a toilet or a sink cleaner, you can mix a paste of either baking soda or borax with water and then throw in a squeeze of lemon juice. And for chrome polishing, use rubbing alcohol or white flour on a dry rag. I love the white flour on a dry rag trick. It really does a great job. You can get the complete list of 10 easy recipes for natural cleaning products at MoneyPit.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, if you've ever worked hard to create the perfect garden, you don't want trampling feet damaging all of your beauty worth. The solution is a gravel path. It can really help you channel foot traffic in a way that's friendly to your garden, and it doesn't cost very much to build it as well. We'll give you the step-by-step on how to do this job on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a money pit.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlu's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlu's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlu's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlu's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlu's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlu's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlu's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlu's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.